Will the members please show their attendance by voting? Has any member failed to vote? Will clerk please take the final roll?
26 present, 14 absent.
Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, no one is excused from the call today. Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Finance Committee be excused for purposes of attending a Finance Committee meeting.
There's no objection. The Finance Committee members will be excused to extend the Finance Committee meeting. The prayer today is by Father Innocent of the St. Nicholas Russian Orthodox Church. Will the members please rise for the prayer? Representative Jaroff.
Yes, Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
There's no objection. The prayer will be spread on the journal. Will the Chief Clerk please certify as to the correctness of the previous day's journal?
As Chief Clerk, I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 85th day in House Journal Supplement Number 40.
Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal for the 85th day and the House Journal Supplement Number 40 be approved as certified by the Chief Clerk.
There's no objection. The journal and the journal supplement will be approved. Are there guests for introduction to the House today? Representative Bettesworth.
Mr. Speaker, a great pleasure in introducing a constituent from Fairbanks, Dave Brennan, member of the Fairbanks North Star Borough.
Representative Randolph.
Yes, Mr. Speaker, I have a pleasure of introducing a young lady from Fairbanks who's not only attractive and the president of the Fairbanks Board of Realtors, but also a libertarian, Jan Standard.
Representative Malone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative O'Connell and myself are fortunate to have in town today a friend and a constituent from Soldotna, also attending the board meeting, Dave Keating.
Representative Miller.
Speaker, we have a number of young guests with us today in Gallery A. They're from Floyd Dryden. And I'll ask the members to hold their applause until the entire group has had the chance to stand. They're the sixth grade civics class. They include Mike Ackerman, A.J. Leslie, Mike Mitchell, Jerry Kroll, Paul Nabbs, Packy Lennon, Mary Jo Holmes, Barbara Peterson, Jill Connor, Rebecca Greenberg, Mark Morris, Jim Hanley, Lauren Sinner, Teresa Turner, Keith Levide, Alistair Tomes, Ron Oligny, Dave Lofstrom, and Jean Tagobin.
Representative Carney.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In Gallery B, I have two constituents from the Matanuska Valley, Bob Berry, who's an officer with the Alaska Association of Realtors, and Deanne Gleason, president of the Valley Board of Realtors.
Representative Chatterton.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In Gallery B, I have a very valued acquaintance. She is a director of the Alaska Board of Realtors, and her name is Grace Oakley.
Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, we have in Gallery A constituents of mine from the village of New Halen, which is on the shores of Iliamna Lake, Barb Milognak, Ruby Ann Wassily, Kim Anilan, Ivan Nikolai, Glenn Olympic, and Gusty Wassily, and their chaperone is Mary Wassily, a good friend of mine.
Are there further guests for introduction? Messages from the Governor.
Dear Mr. Speaker, please add to your list of Alaskans to be confirmed for appointments to boards and commissions the following: State Commission for Human Rights and the Board of Nursing. This has been duplicated and placed on each member's desk. I have no further messages from the Governor, Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the Senate.
The Senate has passed committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill number 33 relating to the disposal of state land formerly under United States Forest Service permit with an effective date and returning same. This has been sent to enrolling. I have no further messages from the Senate, Mr. Speaker.
Communications.
No, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of standing committees.
From Representative Thelma Buchholz, Hess Committee Chair, the subject is Board and Commission's confirmation. It's 2 pages long. It will be printed in the journal. The Committee on State Affairs is at House Concurrent Resolution Number 12, requesting the Governor to give consideration to contract negotiations between the state and the Matanuska-Susitna Borough relating to the relocation of the capital under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it do not pass. Recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Concurrent Resolution Number 12, and recommends it do not pass. Report was signed by Mr. Miller, Chairman, concurred in by Miller, Fuller, Gardner, and Eliason. Martin signed B positive, do pass. Metcalf signed do pass. House Concurrent Resolution Number 12 has a further referral to Finance. The Committee on State Affairs is at House Joint Resolution Number 36, relating to the Canadian portion of the Skagway Cross Highway under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it do pass. Report was signed by Mr. Miller, Chairman, concurred in by Fuller, Martin, Gardner, Metcalf, Parker, and Miller. House Joint Resolution Number 36 has no further referral. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of special committees.
No, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of citations and resolutions.
House Joint Resolution Number 39 by Parr, urging the President and Congress of the United States to retain the Federal General Revenue Sharing Program as presently constituted.
Community and Regional Affairs.
House Joint Resolution Number 40 by all members of the House, commending the Legislative Assembly of the Province of British Columbia for its activities in support of a transcontinental rail connection.
State Affairs.
House Joint Resolution Number 41 by all members of the House, commending the Washington State Senate for its support of a rail connection between Alaska and the lower 48.
State Affairs.
I have no further resolutions for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction, first reading, and reference of House bills.
No, Mr. Speaker.
Brings us to consideration of the daily calendar. Representative Parr.
And we have a brief evening, Mr. Speaker.
Will the House please come back to order? We're under consideration of the daily calendar. Will the Chief Clerk please read the first item on today's calendar?
Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 141 by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to sentencing of criminal defendants and providing for an effective date. The Committee on Judiciary has had committee substitute for Senate Bill 141 under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 141 and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Parr, Chairman, concurred in by Anderson, Malone, Parr, Phillips, Martin, Barnes, and O'Connell. I have one committee substitute on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that House Judiciary Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 141 be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
There's no objection. The Judiciary Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 141 will be adopted in lieu of the original bill. Are there amendments?
Not on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that House Judiciary Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 141 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
There's no objection. House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 141 will be engrossed, advanced, third reading, and placed on final passage. Clerk, please read the bill on third reading.
House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 141 by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to sentencing of criminal defendants and providing for an effective date.
Is there a debate? Representative Brown.
Speaker, this addresses a rather unusual remedy that is not very well known. Even people in the criminal justice system as professionals very often refer to a suspended imposition of sentence when they mean it's a suspended sentence and vice versa. Speaker, I don't expect you to be prosecuted in the immediate future, but if you were prosecuted and convicted and the circumstances were that it was a first offense,
and that there were various public reasons in the sentencing considerations that a judge goes through, that it might be that you might never be before the criminal courts again, that the tool that's available to a judge in that situation is, rather than imposing a sentence, suspending the imposition of the sentence for a certain stated period. That's different from giving you a sentence and then saying, well, you only have to serve 3 of the 6 months and suspending it. The sentencing itself is held back. You are not sentenced. The imposition of sentencing is suspended for a period of 6 months, a year, or something like that, with all kinds of conditions with regard to your behavior and that sort of thing addressed to the circumstances of the case and the particular defendant. Then, if that period goes through and good behavior is the result, the court then, as a matter of course, will enter an order of a certificate of discharge. And the result is that the person has no criminal record at all. That is, if they've been able to make it through that period, frequently it's done for first offenders in rather unusual circumstances, then the thing is wiped clean from their record, and of course that is the incentive they have for basically cleaning up their act during the period of suspension. It was believed by many that under current law, one of the conditions of suspension of the imposition of a sentence could be at least a short jail term, that is a little bit of on-the-job training, so somebody get a chance to see what it is that the court would like them to avoid being liable for in the future. There's been a recent, rather recent case in the Alaska courts interpreting the present 1255 saying you can't do that. This would give the judge the flexibility to provide for a short jail term as a condition of the suspension of imposition of sentence. It would rarely be used, but it's a tool they should have. I urge passage of the bill.
Is there further debate? The question for the House is final passage of House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 141. Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Clerk may take final roll.
Yeas, 1 nay, 9 not voting.
Senate Bill 141 has passed the House. Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 141 be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
There's no objection. The roll call on final passage will be shown as roll call on the effective date clause. The House, please stand at ease. Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, if there is no objection, the citations that members have on their calendars for today, I at this time move approval of the citations on the calendars.
If there is no objection, the citations shown on today's calendar will be approved by the House. That completes the calendar and brings us to unfinished business. Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, we did have placed on our desks, I think yesterday or on Saturday, several items under unfinished business. One is the committee substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 15. I think it is relating to remote sensing mapping of Alaska. I'm hoping that the members have kept their copies on their desk. I have spoken to the sponsor, and he states that the Senate committee substitute is meets with his approval. Well, Mr. Speaker, at this time I move that the House concur in the Senate amendments to committee substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 15, thus adopting Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 15, and I ask the members to vote yes.
Will the clerk please read the resolution by title?
Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 15 by the Resources Committee relating to remote sensing mapping of Alaska.
The question for the House is the concurrence with the Senate Committee Substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 15. Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Clerk may take final roll.
Yeas, no nays, 10 not voting.
The House has concurred in the Senate Committee Substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 15. Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, another bill that was placed on our desk was House Bill Number 108. It was amended by the Senate. I sent a message to the Finance Committee, and they gave their okay to the changes made by the Senate. Mr. Speaker, at this time, then I move that the House concur in Senate amendments to Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 108, thus adopting Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 108, and ask members to vote yes.
Will the clerk please read the bill by title?
Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 108, amended Senate by the Finance Committee, an act relating to the functions and organization of the State Library Distribution and Data Access Center.
Representative Brown.
Could we have an at ease, please?
The House, please stand at ease. House, please come back to order. The question before the House is the adoption of the Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 108. Is there any debate? The members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? The clerk may take the final roll.
Yeas, no nays, 11 not voting.
The House has adopted the Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 108. Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, at this time I move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Munson, Representative Carney, and Representative Metcalf be excused from the call of the House April 20th and April 21st.
There's no objection. Representative Munson, Representative Carney, and Representative Metcalf will be excused on April 20th and 21st. Representative Brown.
Mr. Speaker, at this time I'd like to bring up my reconsideration on Committee Substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 35.
House Joint Resolution Number 35 is before the body in reconsideration. Will the clerk please read the bill by title?
Committee Substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 35 by the Labor and Management Committee relating to interstate claims for unemployment benefits. We are in third reading, and I have an amendment on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Brown.
Speaker, I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent to return to second reading for the purposes of a specific amendment.
Will the clerk please read the specific amendment?
Amendment number one by Mr. Brown. Page one, line 27. After language, add, whereas, while Alaska could provide for reducing out-of-state payments according to the cost of living of the state of residence under current law, but would be counting on a favorable administrative determination which could require extensive litigation to resolve the matter.
Mr. Speaker, that's courting an unfavorable. My handwriting isn't very good.
Representative Brown.
Mr. Speaker, basically the language of the inserted whereas addresses a matter that I asked about on the floor yesterday. In that time, a labor and management staff has been inquiring, and the status appears to be about the same. I don't disagree with the rest of the resolution, of course, but I would like to have it in the resolution because it might be that this body at a later time could pass an unemployment bill where we attempt to reduce out-of-state payments based upon the cost of living in the particular states of the payees. It would bother me if the resolution were to pass and would appear to be inconsistent with that. The status is, as it was apparently last year, according to Mr. Hurlburt's staff and the people we've talked to in the administration, and that is that right now we risk having to go through extensive litigation with some chance of winning if we were to put in our law reduced benefits, say if you're sitting in Tennessee and the cost of living is 60% of what it is in Alaska, you would get 60% of what the Alaska payment would be. But almost certainly, everybody's opinion is that the first administrative determination would be against us, and then Alaska would have to go into court and possibly even take it up to the Court of Appeals or the Supreme Court. And the inserted whereas basically states that that is the case and one of the other burdens and problems that we have, and therefore gives it as another reason asking Congress to change the law.
Representative Miles. House, please stand at ease. The question for the body is the motion to return to reading to second reading for purposes of adopting amendment number 1. Is there further debate? Will the clerk please read the amendment?
Amendment number 1 by Mr. Brown. Page 1, line 27. After language, add, whereas while Alaska could provide for reducing out-of-state payments according to the cost of living of the state of residence under current law, but would be courting an unfavorable administrative determination which could require extensive litigation to resolve the matter.
Representative Hurlburt.
I have no objection to the amendment.
Is there further debate? The question for the House is the motion to return to second reading for adoption, purpose of adopting specific amendment number 1. Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? The clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Clerk may take final roll.
Yeas, 1 nay, 11 not voting.
The motion has passed. We are in second reading. Representative Brown.
Speaker, I move the amendment.
The amendment has been moved. Clerk, please read the amendment.
Amendment number 1 by Mr. Brown. Page 1, line 27. After language, add, whereas while Alaska could provide for reducing out-of-state payments according to the cost of living of the state of residence under current law, but would be courting an unfavorable administrative determination which would require extensive litigation to resolve the matter.
Is there objection? All those in favor of the amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay.
No.
Amendment number 1 has been adopted. Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, if there are no other amendments, I move and ask unanimous consent that Labor and Management Committee substitute for House Joint Resolution number 35, amended by the House, be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
If there's no objection, House Joint Resolution 35 will be engrossed, advanced third reading, and placed on final passage. Clerk, please read the resolution in third reading.
Committee substitute for House Joint Resolution number 35, amended by the Labor and Management Committee, relating to interstate claims for unemployment benefits.
Is there debate? Question for the House is final passage of House Joint Resolution number 35 as amended by the House. Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Clerk may take final roll.
Yeas, 8 nays, 12 not voting.
House Joint Resolution number 35, as amended by the House, has passed the House. Representative Cotton.
Mr. Speaker, I'm sorry, but I missed the button.
We'll have to take another roll call. The question for the House, the previous roll call will be voided. Question for the House is final passage of House Joint Resolution Number 35, as amended by the House. Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Has any member failed to vote? Hey, we still have the same number of people, even though Representative Eliason voted. Will the clerk please take the final roll?
Yeas, no nays, 12 not voting.
House Joint Resolution Number 35 has passed the House. This goes to show that Representative Eliason voting doesn't make any difference at all. Representative Osterbeck.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Speaker. May we revert to introduction, I guess?
Under introduction of guests, Representative Osterbeck.
And Gallery B, sitting by my wife, Marie, is a very special person. And she's from Chugat, in Anchorage. I don't know if I pronounce that right or not. She always tell me I pronounce it right. Probably a lot of you know her husband, Reuben Hilburn, that plays. He has the band, the Alaska Troubadours, and he plays at the Palmer Fair when it's on, known as the singing fisherman. And I'd like to introduce my daughter here, Lorraine Hilburn.
Other guests for introduction. Representative Parker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And Gallery B is an old friend to many of us, formerly with the Alaska Advocate, soon to be with the Casper, Wyoming Star Tribune, Bill Lazarus.
Are there further guests for introduction? Under unfinished business, Representative Parr.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I'd like to ask a referral of Senate Bill 236, continuing the existence of Alaska Transportation Commission, to the Judiciary Committee.
Senate Bill 236 will have a judiciary referral after the Commerce referral.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to ask referral of Senate Bill 250, continuing the existence of the Alcoholic Beverage Control Commission, Control Board, to the Judiciary Committee.
Senate Bill 250 will have a judiciary referral after Commerce referral. Under unfinished business, at the request of the Representative Hayes, who is a member of the Budget and Audit Committee, Representative Montgomery will be appointed to the Budget and Audit Committee to replace Representative Hayes. This does have the concurrence of the Budget and Audit Chairman. Are there other items of unfinished business to come before the House? Also, like to announce at this time that if all things go well with the budget and the gas line bills that have some time frame on them, the 90th day, we will be recessing for a 3-day weekend. So we will have Friday, Saturday, and Sunday off. If we can get those items of business out of the way, if we do not, then we'll probably have to stay here and finish that business. But it'd be my intention not to excuse members on Thursday or Monday. It's a 3-day weekend, not a 4- or 5-day weekend. I would appreciate it if members just took 3 days off instead of having 10 or 12 members absent on Thursday and Monday. Brings us to special orders. Announcements of committee meetings. Representative Malone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The House Permanent Fund Committee will be meeting today at 4 p.m. not in the usual meeting place. Meeting today in the bomb shelter downstairs where the teleconference office is set up. To reach that, you have to go through the mail room, and then you go through the corner of the printing shop, and you make a left into the bomb shelter. The reason for that is we'll be taking some testimony by means of the telephone today. The item on the agenda today is a continued consideration of House Bill 281, which is the permanent fund management legislation under consideration in the committee.
Representative Miller.
Speaker, the printed agenda shows that we will be holding an AGSOC meeting tonight, but because the information that requested from Professor Fessler has not arrived, we will not hold that meeting tonight. It will be, the plan still is, however, to hold an AGSOC meeting on Thursday evening from 5 to 7. The this afternoon at 1:30 in room 123A, we'll have a hearing on two bills, CS for SB 198, hiring non-permanent state employees in PERS, and HJR 6, which is amending the Constitution of Alaska relating to the Attorney General.
Representative Brown.
Mr. Speaker, the House Commerce Committee will meet at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, room 207 of the Assembly, to consider Senate Bill 3, amended by Sumner, an act relating to the adoption of regulations increasing the cost of doing business with the state, and also Senate Bill 86, which we've had before us a couple of times. It's by all members of the Senate. We've never had a sponsor show up to testify in favor of it, relating to requiring fiscal notes for the promulgation of regulations.
Representative Parr.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Judiciary meet at 3 this afternoon on House Bill 354, miscellaneous amendments to the revenue statutes.
Representative Osterbeck.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Resource will meet today at 3 p.m., taking up committee substitute for Senate Bill 132 under fishery taxation, and we'll have a statewide teleconference.
Representative Buchholz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The HES committee will meet at 1 p.m., and we will be working on Senate Bill 199, probably the committee substitute of Finance Committee, on the school foundation program. Again, this evening, following the meeting that will be announced by Representative Munson, but at 7:30 this evening, we will again consider Senate Bill 199 and House Bill 411, Sex Discrimination, and House Bill 391, U of A Competition with Private Business.
Representative Miles.
Mr. Speaker, the Resources Committee will meet at 7 tonight to continue its markup session on the Homestead Bill, Senate Bill 223.
Representative Munson.
The Special Committee on Roads and Highways will meet tonight at 6 o'clock in the court building in room 620.
Representative Parker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. CRA will meet at 8:30 tomorrow morning to take up House Bill 342, approval and recording of subdivisions.
Are there further announcements? Representative Branson.
Mr. Speaker, there'll be an O-Gig luncheon at the Capitol at the Baranoff, and it'll be Sally Smith's trip to China, and you're invited if you'd like to come.
Who's buying? Representative Parr.
Mr. Speaker, couldn't we change that from O-Gig to C-Gig, and the C stand for charming?
Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, if there's no other business to come before the House, I move and ask unanimous consent the House stand adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
There's no objection. The House is adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.